What do you remember, Jim, of Coach McCarthy when you were both kids?
What I knew about Coach, now Coach McCarthy's from over in Greenfield, which is across the bridge. He came over to my neighborhood to go to high school at Bishop Boyle. So, but what I knew about him was not only was he a terrific football player, but he was a heck of a basketball player. Mike McCarthy lit up Bishop Boyle basketball. You know, your Greenfield boy. You know, those guys are they play their hoops, but always had the reputation of a just a, you know, hard-nosed person, but a really good person. Comes from a great family. That's what I know about him.
We were asking Mike about what it is about Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania folks, and kind of the work ethic and how that's gotten him to where he is. How's it gotten you to where you're at?
Well, yeah, it's ingrained in you. You know, it's just the way people are there. I would come right off of Coach McCarthy's comments. That's those people. I'm very proud to be from there too. I'm very proud of the people that my parents and family and the people there. You don't go to Pittsburgh for the weather. You know. I would think Green Bay is pretty much very similar to Pittsburgh in terms of it's the people that make up the living there. You love living there. You're not loving living there for the beach or the weathers or the all that stuff. You live there because and you love living there because of the people.
So, what have been your biggest challenges so far in this first quarter of the season?
Well, we've had a couple of weeks of big challenges. We haven't started off games the right way, and we haven't. Obviously, it's been. We've had two tough weeks. This past week was you turn the ball over and things like that. I mean, we can't do that, obviously. But when people talk about the offense and things like that, you want to get in a rhythm and you want to do all these things. We've put ourselves in positions to not be able to get into anything other than calm it down, get it under control, and try to move forward. So that's the biggest thing we've got to do is take care of us.
I saw, Coach, that you reaffirmed your confidence in Kaepernick. Could you talk, please, about what you think he has to do to turn it around?
I look at that as a all together. You know, I'm looking at the last 3 weeks when you talk about that, okay? And a bad game's a bad game. I mean, obviously, but I haven't, it's not been a pattern. You know, we've had the first 2 weeks of the game, we're very pleased with what he was doing, how he was handling the offense and the things he was doing. This past week, tough game, okay? I mean, it is, turnovers are turnovers, okay? Can't accept them and we can't have them and he doesn't want them and I mean that's all obvious, but I have all the confidence in the world in Colin Kaepernick. I have all the confidence in the world in his abilities. I have all the confidence in the world in the person, and we're gonna move on. You know, we've got the Green Bay Packers coming in. We take a look at what we do, and, own it, fix it, and move on.
I think speaking for most of us here, we only watch the Packers, so we see Kaepernick. We think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's played so well against Green Bay. And what's enabled him to have such success against the Packers, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, again, I think a lot of that, their success. He's had success in his career. I wouldn't single out the Green Bay Packers in that sense. And again, you're saying that you're watching one team. We go out and play, and those have been some battles. People act like that one when Phil Dawson kicked the ball at the end of the game. People act like that was some unbelievable deal. I mean, that was a nip and tuck game that ended up being won at the end by two really good football teams. The other thing I'll say to that is this is two very different football teams. The personnel on their rosters and the personnel on our roster is obviously, different. But it's the coaching in Green Bay and what those guys do. And how good they are. And, I mean, you know, that speaks for itself.
Jim, how did you go about trying to bring a greater than normal turnover on a roster together in a first season on the job?
Well, I don't know that we can say that we've done anything yet. We're three games in and we're 1-2. I can say that we've got a good group of people here, and there's a good core of people, and building around that, I mean, the strength is always in the people. I mean, we all know that, and I think we have that, and we've got to continue. We're a work in progress, man, and we've got to continue to grow and continue to work, and that's week to week. And, you know, again, you get in the season, your long-term goals are Sunday. I mean, that's as far out as it goes. Short-term goals are this next meeting I'm going to.
Jim, what kind of challenge does Rodgers present right now with what he's been doing on these free plays, you know, whether it's the offsides he's drawing or 12 men on the field? And is there an added emphasis when you go up against a quarterback like that?
Yeah, there's been an added emphasis every time I've coached against this guy, right? And people jump offsides, okay? That tape, I've got a tape that's probably close to a game tape long of him getting people offsides and whipping that ball down the field. Okay? I mean, you know, I know of Mike McCarthy, and I'm not going to tell you that I don't know Mike McCarthy intimately, but what I know about him and what I've been around, and my brother-in-law went to school with him, for God's sakes, you know, and he's just the kind of guy he is. And you take a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's obviously put himself right into Mike, and they've worked together, and now you had Coach Clements in there, another Pittsburgh cat, and you know, you put those guys, I mean, you got a few Pittsburgh boys over there, you know, and you put that together, and you take Aaron Rodgers and his talent level and intelligence, and what he does is they've done something very special there.
You hit on the personnel changes a minute ago, and obviously when you took over the team, you had a lot of talent, and obviously they got chipped away with retirements and all that. How do you allow yourself not to say, boy, I really had a good team, and just kind of have, even for a moment, just kind of sit back and I don't want to say pity party, but you know what I'm saying?
You know, honestly, I just that kind of stuff doesn't even cross my mind. That doesn't at all. I mean, I'm just straight up deal with the facts. And the only way I know how to do anything is work my way through it. Just work. Earn it.
How much has the Packers' improved running game made them a tougher opponent the last 3 years?
Their running game's improved. I mean, they've always – the schematic of the running game. I mean, I've been here 9 years. I've been in Lambeau Field when they've lined up with three backs in a backfield and do a tight end on the field too, right? I mean, that offense is expansive, and they can go wherever they need to go. I've always thought there's been a running game in Green Bay, you know, but again, Green Bay Packers, they put their schematic out there, do a great job, and they play to their strengths and the other team's weaknesses, and they go. And if they need to adjust, I know they've got it all the way down. I mean, they've got a fullback up on that roster every week, right? You know, and I know he plays special teams, but he's a pretty guy. He's got, you know, the tight ends, they use them, the formations, the way they use the personnel. Then obviously you have the talent. I mean, that offensive line, what a heck of a job that offensive line's doing. And, I mean, those guys, you know, and then you've got Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, I think the running game has always been good. They obviously have added some pieces, and Lacy and Starks, those guys are hard running Jesse's. And there's good schematic to it. I mean, it's all there. I mean, you guys watch the Green Bay. You're from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know football, and you know what you're looking at. They've got a passing game. They've got a running game. I mean, this is a great team.
Does it help you in some regard that you've played quality quarterbacks here the last couple of weeks? I'm not saying that they're similar quarterbacks, but does it at least help you that you've seen top quarterbacks here?
I'm not going to tell you that I'm not that guy that wants to talk about playing the best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you know, that's, you know, yeah, do you respect them? Yeah, got it. We got to go play. You know, nobody's you know, lock your jaw and here we go. But we play some quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, you can't say enough about this guy.
With Patrick Willis retiring, who's emerged as a leader on your defense?
You know, I mean, I don't like to signal people out and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, you know, Bowman's working his butt off in there. You know, Ian Williams working, Glenn Dorsey, just another one that's just a heck of a guy in the way he works. And you know, you get in the back end there, and you got some older guys there with Bethan, and yeah, I mean, you know, we've got good guys. Okay, we haven't played up to our standard and the way we want to play, and those are the guys that they've been around, and those are the guys that help pull you through.
What are you guys doing running the ball? Your numbers are pretty darn good.
Well, we're just running the ball. I mean, you know, we're running the ball. I don't really look at numbers. I'm looking at wins and losses and games and how to win games. So that's where our focus is. We really don't spend much time on the stats.